Third year on Tom Kicker. We're going to round out the sugya of Tom Kicker with this year. And in honor of Shia not being here next Thursday, we're going to not have Shia next Thursday. It's also the only afternoon Seder of the week, so give a chance for everyone to learn.
Oh, but Wednesday we're having a Shia.
Wednesday's Tzom Gedalia. Okay. So in the last 16 years that I've been here, they've never had afternoon Seder on Tzom Gedalia or any other Tzom. So this is going to round out the Shia and Tom Kicker. And Baz Yashem, I spoke to Rekersha Mam and Rasokal after Elul. The goal is that they want to spend another 2 weeks on sugyas. And towards the end of the second week or the third week, we're going to actually start the Shulchan Aruch, Tor Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. And as a courtesy to you, I'm going to, at the beginning of Tariches, when we start the sugya, the Simon of Tariches, and we discuss Tom Kicker, we'll revisit the three shitas that we did in the sugya for the last three shiurim, and with an added incentive of actually bringing it down the halacha, psak halacha, every shir is going to be geared that to that last step, that after we do the Tzur Dishmaitza and the sugya, we show how the Tzur Beisosi paskins and the Mechaber Amah paskin. So that's going to be after Sukkos. But you can feel free to email or text me or call me throughout Sukkos. If you have any shilas, if you're chazering, feel free.
I won't be chazering.
No, keep the fan back on, is that okay? You turned it off?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Mayor always causes a problem.
Okay, so let's just do a brief synopsis, as Johnny likes to do. We have been discussing a Taroves Lach Min Be'eino Mino, where Bliyas of Isser have been transferred over from a Chefza of Nevela. It was cooked with Heter. Bliyas of Isser have been transferred over, and now they have the capacity to be nosing Tam into the content of Heter. And we already discussed three main Shitas in Rishonim for what the Geder of Tam Kaker is, and how these three shitas flow from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Samach Zayin. Three mahalchim for how to learn Rav Yochanan's statement, where we had Rashi shita, the Tam Kicker is only a Dinder Abanan. Really, it should be Batal Barov, and Midoraisa, it is Batal Barov, it's Tam Kicker Dinder Abanan. Rim Orleans, Isser Esay, or Kal V'Chomer. And the Rabbeinu Tam, which is the shita we're going to see that we paskin like, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tam Kicker is a Din De'oraisa, with a full-fledged lav with a chi of malchus, because the Xeris HaKos of Tam Kicker includes Tam in the original lavim of Nevela. And every single Isser, Machaz, Asuros, Chelev, Treif, Nevela are all going to be Usser, Midoraisa, even when they are in the form of Tam with a chi of malchus. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and that's the Shita that we paskin like, which we're going to show after Elul, but that's the sheet that we're going to focus in on.
You're saying the Isser of Tam is expanded from the Isser
Correct.
Of Elul?
Correct. Very good. Right. It's expanded. The Gzeiras HaKos of Tam Kicker is an expansion of the Cheftza of Nevela, which is usher to consume outside of Taroves.
Like it's also as the Fear of Sacks. Same sort of
similar, yeah. Okay. So let's focus in on this third Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Kicker is Deraisa with Malchus. There's a certain refinement that has to be done to this Shita, which is going to show us the inner mechanics for how Tam Kicker operates. And the way we're going to bring out this refinement on Tam Kicker is going to be based on what seems to be an innocent machlokas rishonim about Taroves and Tam Kicker. And from there, we're going to see a certain refinement. We'll give a hesber, and we'll give a nafka mina at the end. Okay. So, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, when bliyas of Isser transfer from the nevela into the content of Heter, so we say that if you consume this Taroves, you are Chayiv Malchus. Now we know that the shear for Malchus is a Kazayas. So the question becomes, how much of this Taroves does one have to actually consume in order to be Chayiv in Malchus? And we find within the Shita of the Bali Tosos of Tam Kicker being Daraisa with the Chayiv Malchus, within that camp, we have a Machlokis Rishonim, a sub-machlokes rishonim within the Shita of Bali Tosfos. How much of this Taroves do you have to consume to be chayiv in Malchus? The first Shita is the Sefer Truma and Sibin and Beis and Tosfos Rid and Avodah Zarah, those who found it this afternoon. This Shita says very simple. We know that when the bliyas of Isser are transferred over into the content of Heter, there are the bliyas that come in, and now in order for a person to be chayiv in Malchus, he has to eat enough of this taroves such that he ate the concentration of a sheer kezayis of bliyas of Isser. The bliyas of Isser went into the content of Heter. If he just eats any kezayis of the taroves, he's not necessarily eating a kezayis worth of bliyas of iser. He's eating some heter, which has tam of iser in it. But how many bliyas is he actually consuming? It could be less than a kezayis. Says the Sefer HaTrumah and the Tosfos Rid, you have to have enough concentration of bliyas of iser in the content of heter that amounts to a kezayis. And the person has to consume those amount of bliyas in kedei achilas pras in order to be chayv in malchus. So it's not sufficient for a person to just eat any kezayis of this taroves, because some of it has volume of heter, and albeit true that it has bliyas of iser in it that's being no same tam into it, but if you want to actually incur a chayv malchus, you have to ingest a kezayis worth of bliyas of iser that were transferred over. Let's just make sure we cover the word bliyas in, because it's going to be a word that we use a lot, and I want to make sure everyone's on the same page. Bliyas means the natural juices, the internal juices that come out of this nevela into the content of heter. Those internal juices are now transferred over, they're absorbed into the heter, and B, they have a capacity to be nosing tam and give taste, the effects of those bliyas. When a person now comes and eats this taroves, which doesn't have shishim, you have tam kicker. How much does he have to eat? First sheet of hold, say for a truma, you have to eat a total amount of bliyas of iser of a kezayis. So the mashal, for those who are visual learners, let's do this now. The fiyas say for a truma, Tosfos Rid, this is our taroves. We have heter, and we have five bliyas for each kezayis of this taroves. Taroves consists of three kezayisim in total. And there are five bliyas per kezayis. And let's take a mashal that 15 bliyas is equals a kezayis. So according to Sefer Truma, it's not sufficient to just eat one kezayis of the taroves, because all you're eating is five bliyas. That's not a kezayis. Says the Sefer Truma and Tosfos Rid, you have to eat ad kedekach, that you eat the entire taroves in this case, where you will now eat 15 total bliyas of nevela, and now you have a shear of a kezayis that's chayv and malchus. This is the sheet of the Sefer Truma. The entire taroves you're going to have to eat in this situation. In some situations, and a chanami, if it's so concentrated to even a thicker degree, you'll be able to eat less. But let's say in this very easy situation, you have three kezayisim in the taroves. It has 15 bliyas of iser absorbed in. It's not enough to just eat one kezayis of the taroves. Some of it is heter. You have to eat the entire taroves, which is the amount of the kezayis of bliyas of iser. We're using an example of 15 bliyas as a kezayis. This, if you think about it, is really a simple pashup shant. This is what is usher about this taroves, the bliyas. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam. Move of a rush, Zayin Lamed Aleph, Meir Solomon, for those who were able to find it, Zayin Lamed Aleph, and he says a massive chiddush. And he is now going to be mosif, another layer to Tam Kicker that we never saw before. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rush quotes him this way. It's not Mavur in our Tosos, but it's clear in Cheshvin that Tosos in Avodah Zarah and Tosos in Chulin hold this way as well. I can show you that after Shir. But Rabbeinu Rush is very nice to us. He spells it out explicitly in Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says, Lefi the Rush, that's not true. Once bliyas of Iser were nosing Tam into content of Heter, a person only needs to eat one kezayis of any one of this taroves in order to be chayiv in malchus. And says Rabbeinu Tam, you will be chayiv a set of malchus for every kezayis of taroves that you eat in this. No, kezayis, this kezayis, which only contains five bliyas of iser, you will get a set of malchus for each kezayis v'kezayis that you eat in this taroves. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the way the Rush expresses this shita is that after there's nesinas tam, ha-heter, nehepach, Lihios Aser. The heter, meaning this part, this whole part that is not the red, is transformed and treated like content of Iser, such that if a person were to eat a kezayis of this taroves, he has now consumed a kezayis worth of Iser. These are the words of Rabbeinu Tam. So we're coming out with a massive machlokes rishonim. We're working with the shita of the Bali Tosfos, the Tam Kicker's Deoraisa, and it incurs a chi of Malchus. But how much of that kazai, of that taroves do you have to actually consume? Lefi the Sefer Truma, lefi the Tosfos Rid, you have to eat ad kedekach, that you're actually consuming, ingesting 15 bliyas of Iser, which is a kazayis of Iser. Whereas the Fir Benu Tam, no. Every single time there's Nesinas Tam in the taroves, the heter is nehepach lios iser, and so every kazayis that you eat of any given tarovis, any kazayis will be a chiyav malchus. So in this case, the fear of Tam, you will get three sets of malchus for eating a kazayis of nevela. This is the factual machlokus on the table. Yes, Shia.
Doesn't this seem like a machlokus
of Oh, very good. Not only did I know that that question was going to be asked, I knew that Shia Kimmel was going to ask that question. You are absolutely right, an enachanami, and I'm going to say a sharp line right now, which we're not going to get into, and then we can discuss after Shir, and Be'ezrashem for everyone, when we do Chanan, we will understand what I'm saying right now, because it's going to be too much right now. But enachanami, Rabbeinu Tam says in one Tosfos, in Kuf Chesam Beis, Rekiv Eger is Medayik in Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Tam, that Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is a Din De'oraisa. And all the Achronim are Matmiya. Where did Rabbeinu Tam get this from?
Don't we
pass
them like that also?
No, we hold Hanan as Derabbanim. I don't, it's going to get... But, so one Mahalach to answer up Rabbeinu Tam is to say Hanami. From Tam Kikr, Nehebach. But let's put that on the side. Let's leave Hanan out of this. But you're right. It's very similar to the mechanics of Hanan. And when we do the Sugya of Hanan, we're going to see how that's connected. But right now, let's leave it out. Right now, all the shitas that we're saying right now is that Tam Kikr has an added level of chiddush, that the Tam is nehepach the heter to be usser le'inyan shia le'inyan the shir of malchus le'inyan kazayis. John, you want to ask still, or you wanna wait?
I just thought we passed him last year according to
our. We hold Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is usser, but we hold it's only Durban.
That's what the Rama says.
Yeah, it's clear as day. Shach in a few places, Taz in a few places. Okay, but after Elul, we'll see how that's connected. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Is this Heter Mitzaref L'Isser?
No, that's a very good point also. This is not Heter Mitzaref L'Isser. Heter Mitzaref L'Isser is where you have only Heter, only Isser, and they combine to Shir Kazayis. This is the Heter which has Nesinas Tam in the Heter, which is laced with Tam Isser, can be treated as Isser, Le'inian Malchus. Let's now just get this factual machlokas, and let's be masbir, where in the world is Rabbeinu Tam coming from, and what is the nekudas machlokas between the Sefer HaTrumah and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, this is going to be a suggested approach, and Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti, I saw that the pre-Moshe Binyani Rov, Simon Lamed Zayin, Oz Beis and Hay, says the same exact mahalach to be masbir this machlokas Rishonim, and we're going to see two fundamentally different visions for how to understand the chiddush of Tam Kikr, and some of these issues are actually going to resolve some of the questions that some of you asked during Seder for what exactly happened to the principle of Bittul Beruv. What is Tam Kikr doing to the principle of Bittul Beruv? So let's discuss exactly what's happening. Like we said in the previous year, just on a factual level, observationally speaking, we see that whenever you have a chefetz of Isser, there are really two aspects to that Isser. Like we've been saying, there is the substance of that Isser. That's the physical makeup of that Isser. And when Bli is transferred into Heter, though that substance is coming, those inner juices of substance are being absorbed by the Heter. That's one. And then we have the second aspect, which are the effects, the Tam, of that substance. Those are two different aspects. Effects is not something tangible. You are detecting, you are tasting the effects of the substance. What's actually tangible are these 15 Bliyas that actually transferred over. So now, before the principle of Tam Kikr was Nischadish, I would have said, and this is what we do say, that when these Bliyas of Isser enter into the content of Heter, they should be subject to Bittul Beruv. They're Bittul Beruv. Without any new Chiddush of Tam Kikr, these are Bittul Beruv. So Kol Zman you have Rov Heter, which most of the time you will have. These Bliyas are all Bittul Beruv. Comes along the Chiddush of Tam Kikr and does what? It asers this Tarovus. But how is it ostering the Tarovus? What are the underlying mechanics for how Tam Kikr now says, no, Bittul Beruv, Shkoyach, but we're going to now oster this Tarovus? There are two fundamentally different ways of understanding this. This is really Mevuslis on a Rashba in Sadi Chesam Beis, which I can show you later on, and also Rav Chaim and Tezvav Aleph. This is these two tzadim. One way of saying it, one possibility, this is the Kipshuto, is that, what do you mean? Bittul Beruv is a Din D'oraisa, and Tam Kikr is a Din D'oraisa. So you know what the Chiddush of Tam Kikr is saying? Before Tam Kikr, these Bliyas were being Bittul Beruv because of the principle of Bittul Beruv. Comes along the Sugya, the Chiddush, the Gzeres HaKasel of Tam Kikr, and simply prevents and preempts, undoes the application of Bittul Beruv on these blias. That's all it's doing. Once you have the effects of tam in a tairoves, we no longer apply the principle of bittul berov to these blias. And now, this is the punchline, the reason why it's usser to consume this tairoves is because of the blias of Isser themselves. Before tam ki ikar, these blias of Isser were bittul berov. Now comes the Chiddush HaKra and says that when these blias give off taste, we no longer apply the principle of bittul berov. It undoes bittul berov. And just to add a little bit of hesber, just a little bit of beer, like why should it undo bittul berov? Just like we know in general, this is just a l'rav chamilsa, just like in general we know that when it comes to a taroves, you can't tell me that if you have three pieces of meat, one of them is usser, and the usser one is green, and the other two are black, oh, now we can say bittul berov. No. It's nikar ha-isser. If you know that it's green, you have to take out the green. That's the isser. You're makir the isser. You're makir the isser. Like our Mishnah, makiro, you take it out. So too when it comes to tam kikr. When the blias give off its effects, the chiddush hakra of tam kikr is mechadish. That's also called recognizing the isser. Being makir the isser, to use the lashon of the Ravid. Ti'imaso zu hakaraso. And so when you taste the isser in this tairoves, the blias of Isser, which should have been batal berov, are no longer batal berov. But what's driving the Isser of the tairoves are the blias themselves. All we did from tam kikar was remove bittul berov. If you say it like that all tam kikar did was undo the bittul berov, so what is the Isser that I'm consuming that is Usser? It's the blias. So just like when it comes to the actual cheftza of nevela, you have to actually eat a mamish, a kazayis of a shir kazayis of a chatich of nevela. So too, when you eat a tairoves, there's no longer bittul berov on the blias. This is what's usher to consume the red dots. I have to eat a shir kazayis of blias of Isser in order to be chayiv malchus. This is the first side. Very simple possibility. Tam kikar just removes bittul berov on the substance. And now you are usher to eat the substance. How much? Shir kazayis. So you have to eat 15 blias.
Who was this b'shem?
This is the Ravid, the Primosha. I can show you inside afterwards. This will be a simple explanation behind the Sefer Truma and the Tosos Red. Okay. So what's Rabbeinu Tam holding? Rabbeinu Tam is really the Chiddush here. We have to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that's not how it works. When the substance of Isser, these blias of Isser enter into a tairoves, really they are batal berov. That substance is batal berov. The reason why it's usher to consume a tairoves is because tam ki'ikr is a chiddush hakra that teaches us that whenever you have content of heter, which is laced with tam of Isser, it is usher to consume that tairoves. Nesinas tam is an alternate format of the Isser of Nevela. You have Nevela, which expresses itself in Mamish. It can also express itself when it comes into a Tairoves. But it's a new Isser Chadash. It's an Isser of Nesinas Tam. And if you say it like that, meaning really the Blias is not why it's Usher to eat. The Blias are Batal Barov. The reason why it's Usher to eat is because of the Tam Atzmo. Because of the effects of the Nevela. That's what's Usher to eat. It's Usher to eat the effects of Nevela. And if you say it like that, there's room to argue that once the Nesinas Tam contaminates the Tairoves, the content of Heter, we have to apply a label to this Tairoves. This Nesinas Tam, which contaminated the content of Heter, will now give this Tairoves a Shem of Nevela. This Tairoves now contains Te'imas Nevela. Memela, once you give a Chalosh Shem Nevela to this Tairoves, all the constituents in this Tairoves become Nevela. They're all labeled under Nevela. The Isser Shebo, when it comes to Tam Kikar, is Noveya from the Tam itself, from the effects, not from the Blias. The Blias were Batal Barov. But when you have the effects of Isser, when you have the effects of the substance, the Torah is answering the effects itself. So now that it's a new Isser, you can have different halachas. When it comes to the Chefza of the Nevela itself, and the Hanami, there's a Shir Kazayis, you have to eat a volume of a Kazayis. But when it comes to this new format of Nevela, which manifests in the way of Nesinas Tam, so we can have different rules. We don't have to conform to the rules of Mamish. The rules of Nesinas Tam can have different rules. When it expresses itself as Mamish, you need a Kazayis of Mamish. When it expresses itself as Nesinas Tam, all you need is the content of Heter, which is hosting Nesinas Tam, and we can treat the content of Heter like Nevela le'inyan Malkus. The Tarovis itself is getting a Shem Isser of Nevela because it's contaminated by Ti'imas Nevela. And now Memela, the totality of the Tarovis, becomes Usser. So any Kazayis that you eat is going to be viewed as a Kazayis of Nevela. And if you think about it, one second, Johnny, if you think about it, the word Tam Ki'ikr, the Fi Rabbeinu Tam, is Mamish Kipshuto. Tam is Ki'ikr. When you have Tam in a content of Heter, we view this Tarovis as Ki'ikr. We view this as a Heftz of Nevela. We Mamish view this as a Macholos Asuros. And so says Rabbeinu Tam, if that's the Pshat, then yeah, every Kazayis that you eat, you'll be Chayiv. Because it's not Noveya from the Bliyas. We're not Asering this Tarovis because of the Bliyas. That's Sefer Truma. We're asking the Tarovis based on the fact that it was contaminated with the Nesina's Tam. And that could be a new Chiddush, a new Tam, a new Isser, a new format of the Chafetz, the Isser of Nevela. That would be a suggested Hesber in this Machlokas. It's definitely not simple and straightforward. You have to definitely Chazer it. It took me about 4 weeks to think of how to say it. Not even to get it, just to think of how to say it. So definitely Chazer it. It's a suggested approach. But like Johnny said, we were debating whether she should do it at the end or the middle. The rest of the shiur is not totally on the Hezbollah. It's all a factual shiur. At the end of the day, we have Sefer Truma who says you need a kazayis worth of bliyas of Isser in order to be over to get Chiyav Malkus, whereas Rabbeinu Tam has an added layer of Chiddush that whenever Tam is nosing Tam into Heter, it's Nehepach a Heter Lios Usser. Yeah.
So just to get this straight, yeah. Tom's basically saying Lias are considered batal.
They're batal.
In the sense that they actually become more chamer.
Why more chamer?
Because now that they're batal, we view it as a new situation. We view the whole thing as nevela, which a kazayis of just heter, which is now nevela, is usser, as opposed to leaving the blias.
Well, it's not more chamer. It's that the blias themselves became batal, and now you have a presence of effects of tam.
But that's more chummer than the Blias themselves.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point.
It actually works in reverse almost, and normally what we would think.
But you're right. The point is that old Isser of the Mamish of the Veil, the substance of the Veil, these 15 substances are gone. And Echnami. We have now a new format called Tam. And Echnami. It's working. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, Mary.
Really, Sefer Truma should be more of a Kiddush, because all he's saying, he's really saying that Tom, the whole halacha of Tam Kicker just tells you not to go after Batu Baro. There's no actual halacha.
You're right that it's more of a chiddush, but it's also minimalistic. If all I have to do in order to answer something is just remove Bittul Barov, it's a more of a conservative way of deriving Tam Kicker. The chiddush to say Nehepach is definitely more of a chiddush, because you're now saying that
it makes more sense as a new halacha.
No, but there you're inventing a whole new Isser.
You're just saying it's nicker, so it's now bottle.
All the first thought is saying is that just like when you have three pieces of meat, one is green, you have to take it out, you're makir it. So too, taste is also a form of heker, because you can taste it. So there's no bit of memela, because you taste it. You know which one is this, you know what's usher.
It's just funny that we would have a halacha of Tom Kicker that's not actually telling you to do anything, as opposed to just taking away a different halacha.
Well, it's a Daraisa principle, taking away Bittul Barov. That is definitely doing something. It's removing Bittul Barov.
It's removing a different principle. It's not adding a principle.
Okay, that's allowed. Definitely allowed.
It's interesting that it would be called Tom Kicker.
Why? Because it's telling you that
You're saying what's the lush of Tom Kicker now?
Yeah.
I would tell you this. Rabbeinu Tam, okay, I hear what you're saying. Rabbeinu Tam, you're taking my words literally. Rabbeinu Tam is viewing Tom Kicker Kipshuto, which is what I guess you're saying is more Pashut. According to the first side, what Tom Kicker really means is, like you're saying, Tom is removing Bittul Barov, and the male, you're left with Iker. You're left with the substance of Isser. You're left with the substance of Blias. Okay. Ishladin, what you're saying, it's not a problem what you're saying, you're just showing that maybe it's more of a chiddush that way.
You can also say Tom Kicker as opposed to the actual volume kicker. It's the Tom that we're really noticing, the caring about. So at the time you can still taste it, even though it could be bottled or whatever, as long as you can still be accurate, it's still, that's what is there.
Okay. So that's the bottom line, Hezver this Machlokas. What is the role of the effects of Tom Kicker, the effects? Are the effects simply just removing Bittul Barov, or are the effects itself an Isser Chadash? Okay, but let's focus in on the factual Machlokas. According to Sefer Truma, you need to consume a Kazayis worth of Blias because the Heter remains Heter. You can't eat it because it has the Blias of it, but the Heter doesn't add on to your Shir Kazayis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Chiddush that when you have nesinas tam, the heter is nehepach lios aser, and it adds to your shir kazais for malchus. That's the factual machlokas on the table. So now let's present one nafkamina that will bring out this point, and this is actually going to merge morning seder psachim with second seder tarogus. So as we all know, the Gemara in Mishnah in Beitza Dav Beis and the Mishnah, the Gemara in Dav Zayin Beis elaborates on that Mishnah. The Shitas Beis Hillel is that in order to violate Bal Yeroa and Bal Yematzeh, not Yisrachil anymore, now we're in Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh, owning Chametz or approving of Chametz, depending on how you understand Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh. That was for you. So owning Chametz, possessing Chametz, says Beis Hillel, is a shear of Kazayis. That's Beis Hillel Shita. If you own Chametz in your Rishus, it has to be a shear of the Kazayis to be over the Lavim of Bal Yeroa and Bal Yematzeh. Okay? So now the big question becomes, what about a tarobas chametz? So some of you have already seen this before. The Mishnah in Psachim, Amen Beis Bet Aleph, brings down different types of tarobas of chametz, brings down Kutach HaBavli and Shecher HaMadai, different types of mixtures that contain blias of chametz and pieces of chametz in it, mixtures of chametz. And working with Shitas Rashi on that Mishnah and the Rambam and Chametz Matzah in Dal Ches, they both say that when the Mishnah says Elu Ovrin Min HaShulchan, it means for Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh. It doesn't mean Israchil like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Shitas of Tosfos. We're working with Shitas Rashi and the Rambam that Elu Ovrin means you're over on Bal Yeroa and Bal Yematzeh for possessing Ta'aroves Chametz. Okay? So the Rambam in Chametz Matzah Dal Ches brings this down to Halacha, and this is how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Mem Beis, and this is what's brought down among the Ram as well. And the Mishnah Berurah passes this way. Tarobas Chametz, you're not allowed to own Tarobas Chametz, you're over the Bayra and Bayi Matzeh. So right away, when the Rambam brings this down, the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and others point out, what exactly is the case that the Rambam is referring to? How much concentration of Bliyas of Chametz are we speaking about when we say that you're over Bayra and Bayi Matzeh? So Magid Mishnah gives two dayas, Kesef Mishnah goes with one of those dayas, but we're going to go with what we paskin lehalacha, which is the shita of the Ramach, which is one daya that's brought down in the Magid Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah paskins like that daya. The Kesef Mishnah, by the way, is the Beis Yosef. He paskins like the Ramach, that all you need, says the Ramach, is a kazayas worth of bliyas of chametz in that has been absorbed by this content of heter. We don't need a shear of achila, as long as in your house you have a kazayas worth of chametz in the realm of bliyas, okay, it's absorbed into content of heter. But as long as you have a kazayas worth, that's considered a shir kazayas for iser the lav of Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh. That being the case, there's a major tumult in Achronim. Michas Baruch and Siman and Vav brings this down. Chok Yaakov, it's on your Marmakomos, and others. What about a tarovis of chametz, which only has nesinas tam of chametz? You have, let's take a very easy case, you have one bli of chametz against 59 units of non-chametz, of heter. 1 into 59, way below the sheer kazayas of blias of chametz. 1 in 59 is just nesinas tam. It's usher to eat, tam kicker d'oraisa. But all you have is 1 in 59. Regular case of nesinas tam of chametz. Are you over Bal Yeroa and Bal Yematzeh with nesinas tam of chametz? So this is subject to a major machlokas aposkim. This is the punchline Hanover. You got your ears. Comes along the Ola Shabbos. Ola Shabbos is found in Or Chaim, Siman Tov Mem Beis, and he paskins, yeah, you are over. You're over the law of Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh for possessing Tarovas Chametz, which only has Nesinas Tam of Chametz. Even though you don't have a Kazayas worth of Bliyas of Chametz. Comes along the Chok Yaakov and the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivis, and they both reject the Ola Shabbos. Say, how can it be? Ha'itachin? Of course you're not over Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh. In order to be over Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh, you need a shear of a kazayas. So what if you have the sinas tam? Tam kicker is de'oraisa. But at the end of the day, you don't have a shear of a kazayas. You only have bliyas of chametz. So they reject the Ola Shabbos, and they say that there's no lav of Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzeh. So Michas Baruch and Siman Nun Vav, Nekilas Yaakov, and Sachim, and Siman Chav Beis, both say that this is totally on our shayla. This is totally on this machlokas rishonim. This is totally on our machlokas rishonim. Says the Kilas Yaakov, working with the Sefer HaTruma, working with the Sefer HaTruma on the Tosus Rig, that when we say Tam Ke'ikr, all you have is you have blias of iser that blias of iser that entered into the tarovas. So when it comes to chametz, you have blias of chametz that enter into heter. If you don't have a shear of a kazayis of blias of chametz, it's not bali rabbi matzah. You don't have the shear kazayis. So that would be a simple explanation behind the Chok Yaakov and the Nesivis, because they're viewing Tam Kikar Daraisa without the additional halacha of Nehepach. You need a shear kazayis of blias of chametz in order to own chametz and be over bali rabbi matzah. But says the Kilas Yaakov, if you work with the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Ke'ikr means Nehepach HaHeter Lios Aser. So what's happening is that the Blias of Chametz, which is no Saint Tam, into the Heter, is giving this Taroves a label of a Chalosh Shem Iser Chametz. Memela, it's characterizing the Heter as Blias of Chametz, as actual Chametz, characterizing it as Chametz, and says the Kilas Yaakov, this would be one possible explanation behind the Mekor Chaim, behind the Ola Shabbos, for why you'd be over Lavi Bari Matzah. Because even though you don't have a Kazayas worth of Blias, but the Ne'epach HaHetel Lios Aser, every single part of that Taroves becomes characterized as Chametz, and you are now in possession of the Lavim of Bayra and Bari Matzah. That is the possible Nafkamina. We'll stop here, and then we'll take questions.
This is only an Iser to eat it, because you have to view the effects, and it's only
this
achilas,
there's
nothing to do with
the body. Excellent. So come, we'll shmuz right now. That is a Pelshanach Kamina that Kilas Yaakov brings down, and the Michas Baruch.